Dussehra 2017, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, Ravan was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life, but by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishan, Ravan's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravan even after Ravan's death. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 9.10.29 purport. The ten-headed one had a rather lengthy rap sheet. As leader of a kingdom, he would host visitors every now and then. Operating in that capacity, he one time indeed shot the messenger, devouring the flesh afterwards. He was a Rakshasa, which is a kind of man-eater. Ravan would send his men to kill innocent sages living in the forest, attacking right at the time of Yajna, sacrifice. To take over Lanka, he scared away his non-threatening brother Kuvera. He had a reign of terror. Ravan's kingdom was filled with gold, beautiful women, wine, and animal flesh. It looked like things were going well. That is until he committed a crime for which he would surely get punished. Justice would be served with the ultimate force possible, and it would attach to everything from the past for which Ravan was responsible. The occasion of Dussehra commemorates the delivery of that justice. It arrived via the aerial route. The implementation was through arrows released from a bow. The bow hung on the shoulder of the all-attractive, ever-dedicated to Dharma prince of Ayodhya. Since he was like a moon to give light to dissipate the darkness, he was known as Ramchandra. He was the protector of Kosala, which had a long history of pious rulers. Ramchandra is a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Essentially, Ramchandra is God himself. Ravan was a special case, since ordinarily the fruits of karma, either good or bad, arrive at the appropriate time. It is something like waiting for the spring season to see flowers and plant life. Quote, just as a tree starts to blossom during the proper season, so the doer of sinful deeds inevitably reaps the horrible fruit of their actions at the appropriate time. Lord Rama speaking to Kara, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 29.8. Kala, or time, destroys everything and everyone eventually. The complete clearing of the slate is known as death, though that applies only to the present body. There can still be residual effects that have to manifest at a later time. The individual within is imperishable. The soul is never born, nor does it ever die, but the individual that is the soul travels from body to body, life after life. Ravan was killed after a long struggle. It looked like the leader of the Rakshasas was getting away with his greatest crime, that of stealing the princess of Videha, Sita Devi. She also happened to be Ramchandra's wife. Ravan did not fight for her fairly. He did not win her in a struggle. Instead, he took her away in a cowardly manner, sneaking around and hiding his true form. Ravan certainly deserved the punishment he later received, but there was no lasting enmity from the Supreme Lord's side. This was evident in the direction given to Vibhishan immediately after Ravan's death. Vibhishan was Ravan's brother who happened to turn sides. Vibhishan went to Ramchandra's camp after failing to set Ravan straight. The leader of Lanka would not listen to sound advice, even if it came from his well-wishing brother. After Ramchandra won the battle against Ravan, he directed Vibhishan to perform the funeral rites. This would help Ravan in the afterlife, as he had a long list of sinful deeds. The idea is that a person's next destination is not guaranteed. Family members performed the funeral rites to prevent ghostly life as the next destination for the departed. Quote, my husband Rama is famous throughout the world. He is pure, truthful, and very gentle. He is mighty armed, has wide eyes, and is always busy working for the welfare of all living beings. Sarvabhuta Hite Rata. Sita Devi speaking to Ravan, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 47.11. None of this was necessary, since Ravan died directly at the hands of God. Liberation, release from the cycle of birth and death, was guaranteed. Still, Rama directed Vibhishan as such for setting the proper example. The Supreme Lord does not hold a grudge. He does not maintain enmity, even with the worst people in the world. That is one way to define good. It is benevolence extended to the entire population of creatures. Kind or mean, tall or small, rich or poor, Sri Ramchandra is eternally a well-wisher. In closing, Ovalanka carrying hold strong, Ravan with rap sheet long. Since so many sins committed, even stealing a wife himself are permitted. That last to break the trend, Ramchandra fiery arrows to send. Enmity gone with brother's deeds shown. Pious Vibhishan next to take the throne.